Jude chapter number 1. I like saying chapter 1. Page 1500. No, that's the wrong one. Jude chapter number 1, beginning in 1762. Man, if you're not at the same page I am, there's something wrong. I'm kidding. Yeah. For some reason, my Bible begins Genesis 1 on the third page, and it frustrates the snot out of me. Makes my OCD meter kind of just get off a little bit. Jude chapter 1, verse number 1. Anybody got any fight in their spirit tonight? Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ. Anybody preserved in Jesus Christ? Anybody called? Amen. Here's the setting. The setting is, it's set in a time of apostasy and persecution in the church. Those that would come again and those that would come on the scene and call themselves so-called preachers and teachers. Those that would say, hey, this is the right way. We're just going to do it a little bit different. We're going to go ahead and you don't need this one little thing anymore. You go ahead and we can just water it down just a little bit, get more people into the house of God. It'll be just fine. So Jude, he's writing and he's saying, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you. That means to lift you up, to encourage you, to build up your faith, to let you know that, hey, amen, this is what we should be doing. Exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. It was needful for me to write unto you. When I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, I went back and I looked, and what is the common salvation? It's the gospel. It's the death. It's the burial. It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's repentance, water baptism in Jesus' name, and infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Ah, Jude is saying, hey, I've got to remind, we've got to do this again. It is mindful. Amen. We've got to do it again. I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. I've got to tell you again. This is something we've got to visit again. That you should, amen, exhort you that you should earnestly contend. Look at your neighbor, say, we've got to fight for this. We got to fight for this. Amen. And so tonight I feel to preach this. Church, fight to stay standing. Fight to stay standing. Let's put our Bible close to our hearts. Let's lift up our voice unto the Lord. I love you, Savior. I worship you. I praise you. I magnify you. Hallelujah. Lord, have your perfect way in this house. God, let your angels minister. God, let there be miracles and signs. Hallelujah. We love you. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Lord, let your spirit move. Lord, let it fill every heart that's here, every hungry heart that says, God, I need you. God, I want you. Amen. God, change my heart. Change my life. Fill me. Hallelujah. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lift up your voice. I worship you, God. Praise you. I worship you. Thank you, Savior, for your goodness. Thank you, Savior, for your grace. Hallelujah. I worship you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 You may be seated if you promise to stand every time I say something that's true. Huh. Amen. God is good. Well, that's about half of you. God is good. Hallelujah. Come on, I came tonight to let hell know that there's a church that's going to fight to stay standing. Amen. Amen. Amongst all the odds, amongst everything hell pushes your way. Amen. I'm going to fight for it. And I'm letting hell know, amen, that I'm fighting. And I'm letting heaven know that I'm fighting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. The common salvation. You may be seated. The common salvation. You got to earnestly contend for it. Earnestly. Earnestly. Y'all, the Bible is full of words that have, that they just kind of, they kind of exude like you got to do something. It said that you should contend for the faith. Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what? Just go ahead and you know, just do something for the faith. But it says, there's a little clarifier. Earnestly. Earnestly. Earnestly means that we've got to do something about it. Earnestly means that there's got to be some blood, sweat, and tears. There's got to be some fervency about it. There's got to be some fight in your spirit. Amen. And what is the faith? It's our identity. It's what people recognize in us. It's separation from the world. It's talking right and doing right and dressing right. Amen. It's who we are. It's what separates us. Amen. From everything that's worldly. Everything. Amen. Hey, I want to be separated unto God. Hallelujah. Well, amen. So God created man his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Amen. Identity. When this world doesn't know, we know. When this world can't figure it out, we understand who we are. Well, Psalms 139, 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I know who I am. I'm a child of the King. Amen. And I know what I've got. Amen. I've been filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. So, amen, I'm going to fight for it. I'm going to worship him with all I've got. Amen. I'm going to fight to stay standing. The Bible says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. And you say, a peculiar? No, that's not weird. That's not, right? Many people are age peculiar. Hey, peculiar. But that word peculiar just means set apart. But you are a chosen generation. You've been chosen. You're a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people. And he could have just left it there. But there's a semicolon. And it says that you're all of these things that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. He didn't call us out of the world. Amen. To tiptoe on the middle. He didn't call us out of the world to say, hey, amen, stand in the gray area. No, he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. Too many get in and they say, well, here it is. I like it. But pastor didn't outline it just right. And it's not necessarily in the Bible. So I kind of like, you know, I'm gonna see how close to this edge I can get. See how close to the world I can get. When there's a little fight in your spirit, amen, you let hell know, you let heaven know, you let your pastor know, you let those that are around you know, amen, I'm in it to win it. And so I'm getting as far away from the edge as I can. He called me out of darkness into the light, not into the gray area, not in the place between. So I'm going to fight to stay standing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Man, the Bible tells us you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Once you get in, you get filled. Amen. God has bought you. And if you haven't, amen, tonight is your night. You can say, God, amen, I want to get in it. Amen. I want to make heaven my home. Amen. I'm tired of this world chasing me. I'm tired of hell and all of its drama. Amen. I'm tired of everything that's wicked trying to get into my life. But oh, God, I'm going to give it to you. Amen. God bought you. You need to make up in your mind, I belong to God. Now it's not time to compromise. It's not time to play games. It's not time to give in to sin. Now is not the time. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Well, you know, it's just fine. I can come in. So glad you asked. God, I didn't choose this, y'all. Okay. Yeah, you got to fight the stage. Okay. I didn't choose this, y'all. You're saved by the foolishness of preaching. Foolishness of preaching. To the world, this looks funny. But to those that sit and come and sit on a pew and you hear the message and you hear, amen, the saving grace of God, amen, it starts to get into your spirit. Oh, I love it, preacher. Preach it to me again. I love it, preacher. Say it again. Amen, I want to get as far away from the world as I can. Amen, oh, I love it. I love it. Hit me again. Amen, let conviction fall again.
All right. Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why I've made up in my mind I'm a child of the King. Amen, I'm not going to let hell get a hold of me. Amen. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you're enemy number one to hell. You're enemy number one to the devil. He knows if he lets you, amen, continue, amen, that you, young men, listen, amen, you're going to be the young preachers of tomorrow. Amen. You're going to be, amen, soul winners of tomorrow. You're going to be the church, amen, and all. He's trying everything he can to distract you, to entice you, to discourage you, to tear you down, to tear apart families, and divide everything that's godly. Amen. Tear apart. Amen. What you're thinking is right. Amen. He's trying to destroy the very fabric of truth. And the devil, he would like to take away your purity, your holiness, everything that's similar. Amen. God. Everything that's godly. From the beginning. Amen. From the beginning, he's trying to tear apart families. Trying to tear apart authority. You got to get a hold of the godly authority. Pastor, I trust you. So I'm going to do it. Got to tell y'all something. Now, I told the young men this story. I'm going to tell y'all, my wife, she's going to cringe, whatever. That's fine. I'll be sleeping on the couch. That's fine. So I'm teasing. I think. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. There's times in my life, okay, as a young man, I didn't totally see everything. Now, the Bible likens your pastor unto a watchman on the wall. That means that your vision stops there, but his vision ends way down there. And I remember whenever I was liking my wife and she was younger than me, and I turned 18, and he called me into his office. Elder Runner, he said, sit down. Yes, sir. And I sat down. And he stood up, and he said, put it in the icebox. Yes, sir. We were just friends. There was nothing. But he saw something. Do you understand? He saw something. And oh, amen, when you get living for God, the devil would like to try and tear you apart and put doubt into your mind and say, Pastor, I don't know. I ain't got chapter and verse for it.
Preach that. All right, all right.
You got to give me something. Amen. And all pastor can say is, I've seen it down there. Amen. And all there is destruction. All there is a mess. All there is, amen, don't keep going down that way. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, if I could encourage somebody tonight, amen, the Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Doesn't that sound good? He doesn't just tell you that you're a conqueror, but you're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, anybody persuaded in this house, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, amen, nor things present, nor things to come, amen, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hey, it's not always easy, but it's right. It's not always the easy road, but God, I'm going to fight for it. I'm going to contend for it. You've got to hold on to this and fight with all you have. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and love Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. You got to contend for it. You got to contend for it. These are the only examples I know. My wife. She's 13, 14. And her mom would tell her, you can't go to church until you clean the whole house. Now you understand, I haven't done it, and please excuse me. My wife comes from Iran. She comes from a family of Muslims. And oh, she would get it from her mother. You can't go to church. You can't go there unless you clean the whole house. And oh, it would be about the time that she would get done with the house, and she'd look down, and it would be 8:30, it'd be 9 o'clock. And oh, amen, time and again, she'd go to her. So she started to learn, amen, you've got to fight for this. You got to fight for it. And so she would start, amen, as soon as she got home from school, she'd say, hey, I want to make it to church. And so she would just start in, amen, I've got to clean my room. I've got to clean the living room. I've got to do whatever it takes. Why? She wanted it. You've got to get to a place where you say, I want it. Hallelujah. Fight for it. Fight for it. I know it's hard for us. It's easy. It's easy. Nobody was telling me not to go to church. My parents believed in drugs. They drug me to church. They said, you're sick. throw up and prove it. Couldn't throw up, you're good. Let's go to church. I did throw up. Now, don't you feel better? Let's go to church. That was my parents. So we get just... we get like Felix in the 24th chapter of Acts, where he's waiting for a convenient time. Whenever it's convenient, whenever it's just right and everything's... you know what, I'll just go ahead and I'll get it. I'll get a hold of it whenever everything's just fine. You know, maybe whenever Russia or China declares war on the United States, I think I'll go ahead and start then. Well, what about now? What about getting a hold of it now and just letting God know, God, I'm in it. Amen. I'm not letting go of it. Amen. I know, amen, that life right now, it may seem like everything is fine. Amen. But oh, I would to God, amen, that somebody would be tormented. Amen. You haven't gotten a hold of it like you should. You haven't, amen, gotten a hold of it. Amen. I would, amen, that oh, there's something, amen, that bears inside of you. Amen. All that, that's in your bed at night, and you toss and you turn, and you say, God, amen, oh, I've got to get a hold of this. I've got to get a hold of it. Amen. I've got to get the Holy Ghost. I've got to be filled with His Spirit. God, I've got to be baptized in Your wonderful name. Amen. I've got to get a hold of it. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Come here, son, real quick. Run. Okay. No, go back. All right. Come and run. Okay. The Bible says lay aside every... Hey, man, how you doing? Good. Hey, man, God's been good to me. Woo! Right. Yeah. Amen. And we've learned how to have a smile and how to have a good time with a weight on our back. Hey! Everything's just fine. I've got my white shirt on. I've got my tie on. I've got my hair combed just right. Everything is good. But you got to wait. And it says, and the sin. The weight and the sin. But nobody knows. I can clap when everybody else is clapping. I can dance and I can shout when everybody else is. And nobody knows. But the Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin. Amen. Oh, and it doesn't ever say, I read it, Pastor. It doesn't ever say to pick it back up again. It doesn't say, hey, lay it aside and go back to it. Honey, when you get a hold of it, leave it alone. Don't go back. I can't go back to that place. I can't frequent there. Amen. I've got to get a hold of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth, you know, that's why I said it. It does so easily beset us. Nobody knows what's going on my phone. I was a youth leader for 14 years. Young man, I know how much phones can be a problem. In California,
in California, it's their safe space. It's their phone. Oh, no, just, you know. God, I don't even know. You gotta
make up in your mind one day that I'm going to contend for the faith.
I'm going to fight for it. Amen. I'm not going to let hell get a hold of me. I'm not going to let hell get a hold of my life. Amen. Oh, amen. Mom and dad are not around. Pastor's not around. But I'm still going to fight. Amen. I'm still going to contend.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Lay aside every weight, the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run unpatiently the race that is set before us. Let us run with patience. We live in a fast food society. Everything's now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Pop-Tart's not coming up too fast. It's like 30 seconds, man. What are you waiting for? We're tapping our feet in a microwave. The driver in front of us at Taco Bell's too slow. Fast, 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 fast. Everything's fast. But the Bible tells us to run with patience. But I want to obtain now. I want to get my crown now. I want to make it now. I want my blessing now. Well, I'm going to interject this right here. Okay. Oh, I feel to encourage somebody. You've been waiting for an answer. Right here, I know this is fight to stay standing, but I want to encourage somebody. You've been waiting, and you've been waiting. I want to encourage you to continue on with patience. My mother, my brother, he's older than me. I have two brothers. One is a half-brother. So here he is. He's older than me. He goes into the military. He goes to boot camp. Next thing we know, Chad is out of boot camp. And he's gone AWOL. And so we have military police. They're knocking on our door. You let Brother Wurst know he did a good job building this thing. This thing is solid. Man, this thing don't knock nothing. Military police is knocking on our door. Military police is calling us. Where's your son? And my brother knew that if he told my mother where he was, my mother is a godly woman. She would tell him. She ain't going to lie for him. So for 2 to 3 years, he didn't call. And you could just about imagine what that was like to a mother. Not to hear her voice, the voice of her son, not to have any communication with her son, not to know what's going on. 1 year before camp, this is Donkey Rock out in California. And one year before camp, I remember the whole week my mother, she was praying and she was fasting and she was contending with the Lord. And she was talking to the Lord. I remember waking up in the early mornings to the sound of her prayers, to the sound of her travail in the living room, praying for her son. God, whatever you have to do, keep him safe. God, whatever you have to do, God, just keep my son safe. Well, that was the whole week before camp. And then Saturday comes, and Sunday we're about to go to camp. So Saturday comes, and she gets the phone book, and those young men in the front, a phone book was a thing that they had that you would look up, and it had phone numbers and coupons in the back. And so, and so she gets the phone book, and she dials the barber shop where we would go to get a haircut to see if they're open and see if they have availability, see how long the wait is. And so she calls the number, and she said, I don't know what came over me. She goes, but I heard on the other line, I heard, hello. And she said, I said, Chad. And on the other side of the line, she heard, Mom. I'm preaching about contending tonight. And oh, it would be nice. And we would say, he works at the barber shop. He somehow became a barber. No. She didn't call the barber shop that day. She misdialed the number. And she got a hold of her son. And all that we would say that that's good and that's great. She misdialed and called him at his house. No, my brother, he's getting off work at the movie theater. And he's walking through. The middle of the mall, and he hears a payphone ringing, and he goes. You can't tell me that God doesn't listen to the prayers of His people. Amen. God put that back together. Amen. From a mother who was contending. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let's lift our hands and let's love the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, it doesn't stop there. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The author. But what does it say right there before it? Let us run. Too many want to go, give me that. Get impatient about it. Want to become the owner, our own author. Want to start doing our own thing. But oh, God, I've got to contend for this. God, I've got to fight for what I've been taught. Amen. I've got to hold on to the things that I've got. Amen. Oh, the Bible tells us, a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again. Did you just hear that? Brother Brown, come here real quick. You, right? It is Brown. Am I right? Yeah, come on, man. Real quick. Come on. Amen. What does it say? A just man does what? Fall 7 times. Fall. Falleth. He falls. Unbutton it and fall, brother. There you go. Just fall. But. He riseth up again. Hallelujah. He falls again. But he riseth up again. One more time. Come on. How many times does it say? There's number 3. But he riseth up again. He falleth, but he riseth up again. You know why hell hates this? You know why hell hates this? And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit. That tells me hell hates it because you can get back up. He can't. He's fallen, but you can get back up again. Fight to stay standing. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands all over this church.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, the church. We're not on the defense. We're on the offense. And hell is backing up. Amen. You come in with so much power because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Oh, hell is backing up every time you shout. Hell is backing up every time you praise. Hell is backing up every time you dance. Hallelujah. Fight to stay standing. Hallelujah. Let's all stand in this house.
All the way back in Genesis, the devil got his feet knocked out from underneath him. He didn't stand a chance. He couldn't stand. That's why he hates you. We've got a song the angels cannot sing. We've got a song that hell can't sing. We've got something to fight for. Amen. And oh, I've got to be saved. Above all else, I've got to be saved. This old flesh ain't going to get the victory. Amen. Oh, amen. This old flesh, amen. I'm not going to allow it to drag me to the pit of hell. Amen. But oh, I'm going to fight and I'm going to contend with everything that's inside of me. Amen. Oh, I'm going to keep on. Amen. I'm going to live holy and righteous. I'm going to do what's right. Amen. I'm going to pray. Amen. I'm going to seek his face. Oh, hell. Amen. You thought I was praying. Amen. Just see what I'm about to do. Amen. Oh, amen. You thought that I was fasting. Just wait. Amen. I'm going to fast more. Amen. Oh, I would. Amen. That there was somebody that said, I've got some fight in my spirit. I've got some. Amen. Oh, amen. I'm going to contend. Earnestly contend. Hallelujah. It says in Isaiah 14, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? It's rhetorical because it tells us in the next verse. It's more of a statement than anything. For thou hast said in thine heart, and here's the five eyes, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. In a world that's full of eyes. I this. And are you ready? Young people, listen. I that, and iPhones and iPads and I. It's all about me. Let's make it about him. Let's make sure that, hey, amen, I'm going to make sure that my life, God, pleases you. I'm going to contend for the faith that was given unto me. David said, and I've got to read this to you. David said, I'm sorry, Asaph said, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. You know what's interesting about this? Does it say that Asaph slipped? He said, my feet had well nigh slipped. He hadn't slipped yet. He had almost backslid. He had almost given up. But he didn't. He said, when I looked and I saw the prosperity of the wicked. But he said, until I went into the sanctuary. You got to keep fighting for it. You got to keep contending for it. Quit looking at the world. Quit looking at your friends. Quit looking at others outside, at their prosperity, looking at all of this stuff. Amen. And say, God, I'm going to fight for this. Amen. Because it was whenever he went into the sanctuary, then understood I their end. Amen. Oh, there's coming a day that God's going to judge this whole world. And I want to be on the right side. I want to be on heaven's side. Amen. I want to be on the contending side. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. It was the prodigal son. Whenever he had left mom and dad's house, he said he would have fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. Would have. But there was something in his mind. He said, oh, but he came to himself. Amen. I would that somebody would come to yourself and say, I've got to get a hold of it. God, I want to fight for this. I want to be filled with your spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Anybody ready to fight? Anybody ready to say, God, I'm on your side. God, I want to be filled. Amen. Not just. Hey. You know what's interesting? This is last night, so I'm giving you everything in the kitchen sink. Are you ready? Here you go. When you get the Holy Ghost, anybody ever seen the zeal of a new convert? I remember we had one in our church. We had a lot of them. And there was this one man. He got it. And he started to get to pray, and he started to speak in tongues, and you couldn't like stop him. They have to like carry him out and stuff. And I remember there was one elder came, and he finally said, hey, tell him to be quiet. Because he was full. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all. No, just halfway. You understand, there's something that happens when you get full. Anybody ever go to the, you go to your fridge and you fill up your glass all the way to the top. No, you leave a little room. Why? It's going to spill out. You got to walk like this to whoever you're taking it to. Right? But when you get filled, why does he want to fill us tonight? Why does he want to make sure that we're full? Because when you're full, amen, you start going out. Amen. And all the people that you talk to, it splashes out a little bit. And oh, the next person, it splashes out a little bit. Amen. I want to be so full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That it splashes out on my neighbors. Amen. On those at my job. Amen. On those around me. God, I want to contend for the faith. God, I want to fight to stay standing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's lift our hands all over this place. Come on, let's talk to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.